From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Two drug programs are taking shape in Cook County. A prescription drug initiative begins in April, and the county is cooperating with the Border Patrol to help curb local illegal drug sale and use. Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk said the prescription drug initiative is part of a larger effort.
DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, specifically for the outstate of Minnesota, They've set up a national take-back initiative that will be on April 30th. It's an opportunity to collaborate with state and local officials and Drug Enforcement Administration to pick up prescription meds, whether it be the expired, they haven't been used up, but the stuff that's sitting in your medicine cabinet that you're not using.
Falk said they'll be setting up a drop-off site in Grand Marais and Grand Portage for people to get rid of prescriptions they don't use or need any longer. He said the Drug Enforcement Administration is coordinating the project with the State Patrol, which will transport the drugs for incineration.
We just need to get rid of that stuff. It's not healthy, and it's temptation for somebody else to use it inappropriately.
Because of misuse of prescription drugs and other illegal substances, county law enforcement has teamed up with federal forces.
We're in the process of developing a North Superior Drug Task Force with the Border Patrol.
The task force consists of the Sheriff's Department, Customs and Border Protection, Immigration, and local conservation officers, as well as the State Patrol.
I think it's going to be more about just, you know, our local drug dealers here in Cook County and the drug use going on in Cook County. It certainly could tie into what's going on the border, and we'll certainly work together.
Illegal drugs in Cook County are similar to those found elsewhere, some on the rise, some declining in use.
Marijuana, of course, prescription pills, that seems to be the big ones, is the, you know, prescription meds is really... We're getting a lot of information, intel on that, and that seems to be big. And marijuana is always a very popular drug. Hear a little bit about heroin. You know, a lot of that down in the cities, not a lot up here. A little bit about cocaine and meth. You know, meth is still around, but again, it seems to be the prescription meds is the big one, and marijuana is always a very popular drug.
At a special meeting of the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority on Friday, March 25th, the EDA accepted the recommendation of its golf course committee and voted to offer former Cook County Commissioner Bob Fenwick the newly created manager's job at Superior National Golf Course.
We do have a recommendation that came out on top.
That's Mark Sanbo. He's on the EDA board and is also a member of the five-person golf course advisory committee.
A lot of it had to do with the management skills, you know, the skill set that this person had. And I'll say this from the committee standpoint. In our estimation, any one of the three would do a good job. But in our final analysis, we did rank Bob Fenwick the highest. And a lot of it had to do with his management skill sets that he brings to the table.
Friday's special meeting of the EDA was called mainly to hear the Golf Course Committee's hiring recommendation and to possibly act on it, but the meeting was not without disagreement. There were two other applicants for the position, Todd Jarvis of Grand Marais and Heath Ekstrom of Lutzen, a current golf course employee.
It's up to the board now to decide.
After Sanbo informed the board that Fenwick was the committee's top candidate, EDA board member Don Davison instead moved to hire Jarvis.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and recommend that we hire Todd Jarvis for the position. I've known Todd since he was born. He's a member of the community. He's a long-term member of the community. And I think his biggest plus would be community relations. I also like the fact that he has worked at other golf courses. He's got the background and education for that. And I also think he doesn't carry the burden of some of the politics that would go with at least one of the other candidates. That would hurt us not only with the county board, but with IRR. And Todd doesn't carry that burden.
Ensuing discussion revealed that the overriding concern with Jarvis was his relative lack of management experience, and Davison's motion failed 4-2, with Sanbo and Davison casting the only 2 yes votes. A subsequent motion to hire Fenwick was made by Bob Spry and passed 4-2. Voting yes was Martinson, Greenwood, Spry, and Sanbo. Davison and Litfin voted no.
Lacqui-Parle County has the healthiest residents in Minnesota, and Cass County is the least healthy in the state. That's according to the annual county health rankings released Wednesday by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Generally, the healthiest counties are in the southern part of the state, and the least healthy are primarily in the north. In fact, Lake County is listed as one of the least healthy, but Cook County is nowhere in the survey. Joni Christensen is the county's public health nurse.
This is the second time that the county health rankings have come out for the state of Minnesota, and during both of these times of data, Cook County and Travis County were not included in the rankings due to our low numbers, and low numbers of data have to do with our population. So Robert Wood Johnson Foundation sets those guidelines, and Cook County was not included as they conducted their rankings.
The comprehensive report ranks the overall health of nearly every county in all 50 states by using a standard way to measure how healthy people are and how long they live. Christensen said the Johnson Foundation study is not the only county health measure available.
What we do have as a county are amazing sets of data available to use every day as we do public health planning for our county, and sets that we use frequently are the Bridge to Health data. Many people in Cook County were surveyed since last fall to find out verbally from the surveyors how we are doing with physical activity, how we are doing with nutrition, such questions of, you know, are you a smoker? A variety of questions, and those pieces really help us in planning, and those have been great data sets.
Christensen said that when the Bridge to Health report is available, the county will be in a good position to compare its overall health condition with the rest of the state.
I think we're very healthy. People come to Cook County because there are so many opportunities for us to do the things that we like to do and live the lifestyles that we like to lead. But are there areas that we can always continue to improve upon? Absolutely.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.